focus on who's the head coach going to be, the staff, how important is that to have a good DC, a good OC, and a good staff?
Yeah, it's a big part of your selection, and you know, checking each candidate's relationships, how they feel about their staff, who they present as possible staff members. All of that gets weighted pretty heavily. It's right up front at the beginning of the interview generally, or at least it's a lengthy part of the interview process. So, and these guys are all prepared. Yeah, they know what they want, and just feeling them out and seeing who would be the best fits for the players that you have here and things like that. And John, I think, made some very, deliberated a long time after meeting with these guys as to who would be the right fit, and I really feel he found the right guy.
How do you balance continuity with fresh ideas? I mean, both have their merits.
They do. I would say this. I think new ideas brings new energy, and no matter how you finish, you always need new energy going into a year. I mean, from a time period standpoint, we had a very short off season last year, but it was a very long off season for a lot of other reasons. And you got to come back to training camp, and you got to, or OTAs and then training camp, and you've got to have that energy. And there were times maybe last year where we didn't quite have what we needed. So for Vance to come in here and inject that into our organization and into that team and into those players, I think it'll be a big benefit for us moving forward.
You've had the benefit of being through a hiring process in which you hired a first-time head coach.
Right.
What do you look for in a first-time head coach? I mean, you've seen it. You've done it before. It didn't work ideally. What did you see here that you had three first-time head coach candidates and you obviously felt comfortable?
Yeah, I think here, and John, I believe, spoke to this in one of his answers to a question. In fact, it might have been the one you asked about. I can't remember exactly. It was the last question where he talked about Vance's relationships and his contributions at previous spots. When I say relationships, I meant with his head coach. Remember, he was a position coach up until Miami, right? He was always a position coach. He was never a coordinator. Then he became a coordinator. But in each of those places, and we went through this in the interview process, whether it was Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, who took Mike Nolan's place, Gary Kubiak, then Marvin Lewis, and then Adam Gase, he was able to connect with his head coach and manage up, as they say, a little bit, And he did a good job of that,
yeah.
And he really made a great connection with those coaches, and it to me that really pointed out his managerial savvy and his leadership skills.
Okay, so I was smiling about that. How important is managing up to be a head coach? And I'm not talking specifically about you or John, just of the job.
I think it's important anywhere.
Yeah.
And, it leads to success because you can be, it's a great way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You may have different philosophies or different ideas about way to do things than your boss, but at least you can get your voice in there and get heard. And so I think, as he now is at the top, he's going to be a good listener, and that's something a first-time coach, that's an attribute that a first-time coach is going to need.
I'm sure you'd want any coach to stay around for 10, 15 years. There's been a lot of turnover recently in the grand scheme of things. Does it feel unsettled here at all in the building?
No, I mean, I think some of it's just circumstance, I don't think it's unsettling. Like you point out, we'd all rather have continuity for 14 years, whatever, 20 years, it'd be great. It's not realistic in this business, I don't think. The pressures are greater. Being a head coach is a tough deal, but we got a guy here that's young and vibrant, and I think has the energy for it, and I'm excited. I believe he'll be here a long time.
Joe, since Gary stepped out 10 days ago, has he communicated with you his thoughts and feelings on this hire? We know he obviously feels very strongly about Vance.
Yeah, I've left him alone because after I begged him there, I had to put a little distance between him and me. I'm going to catch up with him in Houston around Super Bowl time, I hope. What was your question again?
We know he feels very strongly about Vance.
Yeah, he did. I know what I wanted to say. Yeah, I had an answer for that. And he talked to Patrick and John, think, at length and was very excited and very happy for us, and exuberant in his praise of Vance. No question about it. And, you know, he wanted, you know, he spoke highly of him. He'd love to have had him on his staff when he first started and all that. So it's someone he has a special place in his heart for, no question.
Sports Authority stayed on the stadium for this entire year? Is that a situation?
I hope not. I mean,
do you think that will be resolved this offseason now?
I would like to see it resolved before we play a game there. You know, maybe it gets into the preseason. We got to get the right deal. It's important, as I told everybody last summer, in terms of how we're going to fund improvements and repairs and all of that, getting that money in. So, but we got to get the right partner. It's a big picture. It's a big sponsorship deal, a big arrangement, a big partnership, and you got to make sure you have the right partner.
And so, did the right deal just not present itself this season?
Well, we didn't get too down the road. We got down the road with some people, but yeah, we're just not there yet. There's a lot of different components that may go into it. There may be some real estate play involved. Who knows? You know, so there's just different components to it that we're packaging. We're working with our agency, WME, IMG, and they're doing evaluation right now, and we'll, you know, I'm confident we'll be able to move it along once we get going here.
Vance is known as a leader, and he's also known as someone that the players absolutely love. I was talking to some Miami guys yesterday that said he was batting 1,000 on personnel evaluation. Did that at all weigh into the decision, the fact that he has an eye for talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were so many. I left out a lot of the traits that he carries. I mean, his skill set is deep, very wide. You know, there's a lot of depth to who he is as a person and as a coach, and so all of those things played in. And certainly, he's an evaluator of talent, and I think he'll work well with John and John's staff in that area. His coaches will too. And very honest, very forthright, very composed in how he presents himself. And you know, I think that catches players' eyes. It certainly caught our eyes.
Joe, from your perspective, when you did the interview process with Vance, what was the one question or the one answer you needed to hear to make sure this was the right hire?
I don't think there was any one answer at all. It was a series of answers and a series of attributes that it was clear to us he had, and he presented himself very well in so many different areas. You know, we touched on a lot of different things. And so all around, he's just a very well-rounded candidate, and now he's our head coach, and we're very pleased to have him here.